Begin the current daven, the Sukkah daf Yud Ches, begin Amud Beis, begin Tuz Namas, to begin with the Gemara Achsadja Bebeka. Talk about an Achsadja, this type of like a canopy porch, in a Beka, in an open field. So Tuz comes to explain exactly why would he have to say that Achsadja is specifically in a Beka. So Tuz brings the Perek Agagas and even of Tadda Alam Beis, Perek Bukhan Drash explains it. No, come a Beka. Why do you say it's in a Beka, in an open field in the valley? Mishum de Beka. Because it's specifically in the Bika of Achsadja, Prutim Abrachasa. Then this Achsadja, which only has four poles and a cover, roof, but it's actually breached, no four sides, no walls. But Medis Kidah, Adal, do you say this? Because its roof stands on four poles. And that's the uniqueness of this Allah, where it has no walls. But here, but if it was in the city, not in the Bika, Stam Achsadja is. So generally, an Achsadja, Smuchas Labai, so Machatz, it's adjacent to a house or a courtyard, and so then the wall of the house would be closing it from behind. So this would not be machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel. The Shmuel actually would agree in that case that it would be considered as if it's closing, coming down and closing it off, and if it's specifically by a bika which has none of the walls. Vezehu kifigur sasa. Now this is according to his girsa. The girsa especially kogag is that he has his gears at the end of Kogagas over there, and that's and that is, obviously, the Shmuel. And the Gemara says, the Shmuel really hold Pitikur Yir Desaisim. We say not. So the Gemara says, no, Mishan, the Gemara answers, Ki Lesle, when do we have him on record that he doesn't hold Pitikur Yir Desaisim? His Bedalid is by four. Begimel Lesle, but by three, he does hold of it. Which Pirisham Bukundras explains over there, what does that mean? Ki Lesle, Bedalid, meaning, when you have to make four walls out of closing it off with pitikra, could go in achsadja like our halacha, which was saying is machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that it's open all four sides. That he doesn't hold of that. But gimel, but by three, meaning I've already had one halacha wall. But to say pitikra, the three of the walls, that he does validate. So again, this is Rash Lishitas in his girsa. But this says Rakash is difficult. Because the Mekmin Nahocha Abaye Kirab. Agumar tells us we have Abaye like Rab, that you say Pitikra even without any walls at all. Elkam Abaye, but previously the Gemara called Abaye that says Bahi Medina Lahocha. Oh, there I agree to you when Robert asked him. Oh, when there's two parallel walls, I'm sure they have to come up in my foolish. It's like an open alleyway. So you see that even by two walls, he doesn't hold Pitikra. Goshkin, Hechad, like a cloud, for sure when there's no walls at all. Now, Mibon Lchalikim, we're going to come to differentiate and say, oh, Mishum the Issa Bikr. The Hasim, because over there by the Bika, where we say that Elias in particular, even the Opar Zayas is a Carmelist, which is Rabbana, but M. Kain says that it would be the case of the Rabbana Namani Machat, and according to Rabbi, he should also say that. That by the Rashi doesn't hold Pitikra, but the Rabbani would agree, so according to Rashi, why did Gemara have to say specifically according to Abaye, the whole thing grab? And now, Rabba. Probably more of a test asking Rashi that you can't say that Rav holds Pitikra on all four sides. Because Pitikra but the Rabbana Masib Kogagis, so within Sadikim and Aleph. When you have two walls in Rosh Hashanah, now, regarding open field, the Madab Rab says, even without any walls, so that's obviously a difficulty. Because here we have the machlikis between the Rebun and the Rabbanon by two walls, if it's in Pitikra or not. And here you have Rav. Same Pitikra, even without any walls at all. Now, Imloi Mishum de Zemed Rezev with Rabbanan. Again, unless you're going to want to differentiate and say, oh, no, that's different. Machlik Jibin de Rabbanan is when we're talking about Deraisa. So, with the Machmer, that no one's saying Pitikra without any walls at all. They're just disagreeing if we need two walls, or if two walls are enough or not. But, Rav is talking about Rabbanan, Rabbanan Meikel, to say Pitikra without any walls at all. But that test already said before, you can't say that because if that would be the case. So, even Rav could be like Rav. So why the Gemara saying only Abaye is like Rav? So rather, the text comes to give a different explanation of why we're saying specifically Achsadja B'Bikra. But Rabbeinu Tam Goras Ibcha. Rabbeinu Tam's gears is the opposite. V'chein Rach, so Rabbeinu Chananel, that Ki Lesle, when the Shmuel not hold of Pitikra V'Saisim, is B'Shalish, is by three. What does that mean? Kalema, in other words, a different interpretation. She'ein by Ki B'Shalish Mechiz, when it only has three walls, but it be is put into Memelu, and the fourth one is totally breached and open. Because it's Tam Achsadja Kachi. We're saying, yeah, generally an Achsadja is like that. That it's closed on three sides and open on the fourth. Because I mean, Mishal Yalach, like the Gemara said, the end of Leach, but Babasav Chofayim Beis. Olam Naksadra Daima, the world compared to Naksadra. And that is Viruch Tzvainz and Musubevis, because the northern part of the world is not surrounded, as Gemara explains, which is closed on three sides. That's what's compared to Naksadra. So Dvama Bo, come and Shabbat the Gemara Naksadra, because Sesam Bey says that Mimnei, why is it? Man Nivra Olam Behe, why is the world created with a hay? It should be Naksadra, because compared to Naksadra, which the hay is also open on the four sides, on the bottom. Shkolor Eitzelot Sesiyotu, where everyone could go out. That's what it means to say, that by three he doesn't hold, avol ba'arba by four, meaning kishyesh ma'abim when there are four walls kagayin shesh b'riviyish ne'elchayim mashu. The fourth wall has is not totally breach. It has two side posts and a little bit. Oh, dekashem mechitza, that there is at least a name of a mechitza. Avol bishab brut to be sms, although it's breached more than 10, so you're right, it wouldn't be validating. But then this thing p'tikker, then he would hold a p'tikker. Now, but av afol brut to be melua, even if totally breached. And even by two walls, it's a pretty ticker, but actually, as long as it's not totally open from one side to the next. And how do we know this? The Gemara says, even if it's a tall and busy, but it's a mishtei ruch, so it has that breach on two sides. The question is, what's the difference? One side you say pretty mishtei ruch, it's not my mean pretty good, two sides you don't say pretty good, besides him. Shalom Abraham answers, you're right. But Kogan Shanivet Bekenza was talking about the breach was at the corner, the Kudu Balachsen, where the roof is on the diagonal. So you can't say Pitikra, because it has to be horizontal. So we see, according to Rav, that if not for the fact that the roof was on the diagonal, we would say Pitikra, even though it's missing two walls. So you see, because he said Pitikra even by two walls. Now, this is it early in the Braisa, within that paragraph, if you have a house that's half roof, half is not roof. You have a kfan mechanic of groups on one side. But you let it plant something else, a different type of species, right there on the other side. Why? Because I mean, particularly in the system, we say that the edge of the roof that's halfway of the house is closing it down. We just said, according to Shmuel, you have to have Shem Dam Machiz, and there you don't have that over there. So say, in the Dam is climbing the Shabbos. You can't compare the laws of climb, which is talking over there, to the laws of Shabbos. I feel the pace, because even if it just has corners, what to climb, that's permitted for climb, because I mean, pick up an Evan, like the one that's in the first place in Evan. Now, if you have enough, we're going to Shabbos, you need to have machizes. To say even Allah Pitikrit Vesaisim. So even if we're lenient by Abram to say that the four pillars is considered like mechitzes, for sure when there's two full mechitzes, to say Pitikram, but that's regarding, let's say, the laws of climb, but regarding the laws of Sukkah, which is even more chamer, that wouldn't be enough with pillars. You'd have to have, you could say that even two walls opposite each other would not be enough because, again, it's mefulish, it runs straight through. That's why the Pinah Abai is not difficult. Now, this can explain, based on this, the interpretation of Chsadja Bibika specifically, where, again, according to Ben Tam, we're talking about Chsadja that does have walls. So, since we're heading on this, we say over here Bibika, that's in the Bibika, the Pirish of Ben Tam, that we're talking about that the Sukkah has walls, which, according to Rashi, the whole thing was because they say it doesn't have walls. So, yes, Lafarge, the Naka Bibika, you could explain the reason why it says Bibika, Shumokam Issa Tiltal. For a different reason. A bikka is a place where the Gemara is trying to bring halacha regarding carrying. And that's what we're saying in the bikka, which now that they carry, so it's not coming to qualify the structure of the chsadra, that's different than the bikka. No, it's just because the bikka is a kamas. The bikka that's a kamas, and therefore not like carry. Or you know, another approach, why we're saying a chsadra be bikka, because the ari nami ba chsadra shesh lo shte mechitza, because they're told by also in the chsadra that has two walls. As we said, Rav also holds over the Pitikra, but actually it's mefulashes, as long as it's not running straight through it, because it's like we explained. So therefore, we have a chsadja b'chatzah, as we said, a chsadja in the chatzah, but mashma, I would have said, davka yishas lo shchaz b'chitzah, that's three walls, because the stomach chsadja b'chatzah, generally a chsadja in the chatzah, meshach b'chatzah b'chatzah, goes according to the entire length of the courtyard. Oy, but even in the width, elishi ha emtza chatzah, but it goes up until the middle of the chatzah. And the prutza b'melua lefnim, and it's breached in the inner part. So the outer part is not roofed, but the sukkah from the inner part is surrounded on all three sides. So that we shouldn't make a mistake to think that only when the chsadja has three walls, then you see b'tikra. That's what the Tanna said, chsadja b'tikra, to tell us that even the chsadja is not surrounded on all three sides, and there's only two walls, that even over there, we'll say b'tikra yad precisely.